Hello, this is the Coffee for Wednesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. AI surveillance tools such as facial recognition are spreading more quickly around the world, with 75 countries already using the technology, according to a new report by Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Yesterday's report says that China is driving the boom on AI surveillance, with Huawei, Hikvision, Dahua and ZTE supplying the technology to most of other countries. Huawei alone provided the technology to at least 50 countries, it said. In the US, IBM, Palantir and Cisco are the main suppliers worldwide. Amazon launches earth-changing HD music service, as music lovers have been happy to make do with MP3-like quality for their streaming experiences to date. So Amazon's announcement yesterday that it is going to make high-definition audio a mass-market phenomenon may be a little ambitious, especially as it will charge $13 for Prime members to $15 non-Prime a month for the experience, $5 more than its standard service. However, that is a big reduction on the $20+ that smaller rival Tidal charges. The Rockstar and HD proponent. Telecommunications company Altice is adding Amazon Prime Video to the Altice One platform for Optimum and Suddenlink subscribers. In the coming months, the streaming service will be available directly on the set-top box and via the company's voice recognition remote control. The Google Nest Hub Max front-facing camera is always on to detect and analyze faces of those it's interacting with. The camera also allows for gesture controls. But this means Google is always watching you. Users can switch off the camera and there is an option in the software menu, but there's no physical cover. Google says your face profile is only stored on a device, but it's using the same facial recognition technology that can identify from family members in Google Photos. An unprotected Elasticsearch database exposes personal information for most of the population of Ecuador. It features data from government and private sources, including names, family tree information, financial records, vehicle registration information, and even more. The exposure is the latest in a string of leaks attributed to misconfigured Elasticsearch databases. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.